We're talking with Sally Svensson, whose latest book, Blacks in the Adirondacks, A History, will be available in November. Hi, Sally. Thanks for giving us this sneak peek.
Well, thank you for asking me to.
In the afterword she wrote for your book, Alice Green, executive director of the Center for Law and Justice in Albany, who grew up a miner's daughter in the Adirondack town of Witherby, called it the first definitive examination of the history and presence of Black people in the Adirondacks. You've extensively researched Blacks who passed through or settled in the region, and the book tells stories of racism and isolation, as well as strong community. I thought today you might share a couple of contrasting stories from the book. Let's start with a reading from the story of W.J. Grandy.
Okay, Grandy was a Pullman porter, and thus a member of one of the many groups of part-time Adirondackers I cover in the book. The story relates to Saranac Lake in its days as a well-known tuberculosis cure center, and much of the text is drawn from an obituary in an African-American paper based in New York City. Porter W.J. Grandy was remembered after his 1922 death for the, quote, unusual patience, tact, and sympathy, close quote, he displayed on the route between New York City and Saranac Lake, to which he was assigned for most of the 20 years he worked for the Pullman Company. Tuberculosis patients who rode what was nicknamed the Lungers Special were likely to be so ill that they were delivered to the train on stretchers, and an acquaintance recalls seeing Grandy, quote, handle an invalid with such ease and solicitude that a professional nurse could not have done better. Many times passengers who knew him would delay their trip if he were not on the job, not that they would not get service, but they felt they were in care of a friend when he was in attendance, close quote.
And now a contrasting story is of the Witherby Sherman and Company mining operation in Port Henry. Tell us about that one.
Well, Witherby Sherman never hired Blacks. In 1917, they hired one. But in 1918, during World War I, the company quietly but very deliberately added 81 more Black miners to its employment roster. They did so in only 6 weeks. And this hiring spree was a really cynical, proactive attempt by the company to stir up racial hostility. It also advanced what was considered sound anti-organizing policy in the steel industry at that time by hiring Blacks who were well known for their unwillingness to support unions in which they were not welcome and their eagerness to take up jobs relinquished by striking white union members.
And was there a strike?
Not then, but Witherby Sherman did henceforth hire regularly Black miners.
Well, thank you, Sally, for an important book that will help bring some understanding to the conversation about the lack of diversity in the Adirondacks.
Well, I've enjoyed talking with you.
Blacks in the Adirondacks is due out in November.